Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Shout out to Chris Russell, who I can only imagine is having the time of his life, having a whole bunch of people just bowing down, taking photographs of him. I can see him now holding court, as he always does on the road. And I'm envious because I've seen him in action and know how much fun that it is to watch him do his thing. Well, that Cowboy, you're going to have a tough time, Mac, keeping up. That Cowboy segment was smoking.
Yeah, I was surprised. Like, you guys had a bit of an infinity for each other. Affinity?
Whatever. Well, affinity. Despite his youth, he knows his history.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying I don't?
No, I think you do, too.
Okay.
You just don't want to admit it, but yeah. No, but it's all good. See, the beauty is this is that everybody's worn the King's cap at least once.
Yeah.
Twice before.
Yeah.
It ain't like we're talking about Arizona.
But see, like, Doc, you have a different generation, though, because there are some younger Commanders fans who don't remember that. So can we say that they won the King's cap, worn the King's cap, if they don't remember that? If they never experienced that as a fan?
No, but their parents did. They go through their parents.
That's how it is. It's like
tradition.
Gotcha.
Nell has never seen him win.
Yeah, a lot of people. Anybody my age, which is 30 or younger.
But they haven't given up. Mm-mm. That's why last year was such a whiplash. I told you my crowning moment last year was watching Denton Day and BTP. Once the Hail Mary was complete, I was watching them through the glass in the studio. I'll never forget that moment.
I was producing that show.
Well, then you remember.
Yes, I remember that.
And they were not acting. That was for real.
Yep.
And you know, BTP, he's always in actor mode, but this time, this was authentic.
Yeah.
And I looked at him.
He fell on the floor a few times.
He fell on the floor. And I was standing out there just looking at him with no expression, just like, I go, wow. I'm glad I don't know what that feels like for them. We know we've had our parades. You know, we've done all that. And so it was just interesting. Let me ask you a question. What do you think about Anthony Haney?
Cool guy. Yeah.
Could you trust him in the trenches?
In the trenches?
Yeah.
Nah, he's too small.
You don't think he got no bite?
Nah.
He won't fight?
Nah. I think he has fight. Nah.
So
this ain't a question.
You looked at him. You ruled him out just on a visual. That is ridiculous.
Listen, man, trenches is
a. You look at somebody and say, "Oh no, they got no chance."
You see, he got the fresh cut. He got to get a little dirty. You know what I'm saying?
But he used to have waves.
Yeah, he got the waves. You know,
but that's
look at him. He got the nice smile. You got to get dirty in them trenches.
No, he's working on himself. He really is. No, yeah. I mean, he's. I'm proud of him, man.
Doc be thinking there's some chemical I'm using to, you know, doctor this up. This is natural.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Look, if you need the play-by-play of what to do, Doc, I got you. I can hand deliver the blueprint to, you know, get waves like this. That's if you need it.
I don't need it.
Sure.
I don't have any hair.
Hey, look, I've been where you've been. I mean, where you are right now. I've been bald before. And you can come back and get waves. I promise you.
I don't need waves. What you should do is see if you can help your big friend out.
Oh, the guy.
BTP.
Yeah, BTP got you.
Yeah. See if you can help him work with his.
I think he's growing his hair out.
I've noticed
He's working on something.
Yeah, I know it is, too. Well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to just let it do itself. Because you got to deal with him for 3 hours.
I know.
He's going to be I'm telling you, he is fired up again. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, Linnell Willingham. Now, you know them curls don't come without the chemical. You know that, right? Yeah, but Ant-Man, I don't know what's the big thing. They used to call it conk back in the day in the 60s. It was called conk. And if not, I'm not sure Little will correct me, and he'll know exactly what it was. But, yeah, he used to go through a lot with that hair thing. 301-230-0980 is the number. Is this Sherlock in the district?
It sure is.
Sherlock, love that, man. Got to give me some background. Is that did you name yourself, or is that passed down?
My background is I named myself. Okay. I'm a Washingtonian, right? I'm OG. I'm old school. I was born in 56. You know, you ain't talking to no child now. You talk to a grown up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like you. I respect your history of what you've been through. You know what I'm saying? For your football career. Mm-hmm. And you, when I listen to you on the radio, and you talk like you got some real good sense about what's going on with the commands with our team.
Well, that's what I do for a living.
I know. I know. I done heard you be on key. You be right on key. You know, but this is what I wanted to say, though. And I'm gonna do a little rant. Mm-hmm. And you ain't got to agree. I know you ain't going to agree with everything that I'm saying. But, right. I mean, like, in hindsight of 2020.
Yep.
If you look at last year, right, with the Commanders and what they did, what we did last year, and then the people that's picking these people, right? So I guess what their thing was to build on what happened last year, they didn't know that the people was going to fall, that they was going to fall apart as far as the injuries and things like that. But the three key positions, I would think, I watched these games. Three key positions would be, having another receiver. If you're building on that team last year, you get three things. You get another receiver, a running back, and a pass rusher. Now, my thing is, like I say, 2020, if they would have got these people instead of the people that they got, then we would have won, I believe, we would, this is my opinion, we would have won more games than what we won now. We could be able to go for them boys to heal to come back on the end of this, and then we could make a run. They didn't do that. Now, my thing was like this. I was never fawn on nobody. I never talked about fawning on these people. But I'm going to tell you something. Two people, they ain't going to do it, but what I would do, the people that pick these people put on this team, people be fawn. I don't care if he's president of the United States. And also, the defensive coordinator, he got to go, man. I mean, I look at things more in a simple way, right, Doc? Now, he in there, okay, on his good days, you got four people in there on defense that ain't putting they can't put the pressure on the quarterback. They sit back there and pick him apart, okay? But this is what he do. On the first down, he got more than five people on the line, he hold them. The second down, he got more than five people on the line, hold them. The third one, all through the game, the four people ain't been getting to the quarterback. He put four people on there on the third down. Come on, man. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Well, it's either not enough pressure. It's never too much pressure for me. It can be not enough, but it can never be too much.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then I'm going to say one other thing. I'm going to get off here and let somebody else get on here. I'm going to say one other thing. You know, with J.D., You know, J.D., he done his rookie thing last year. Okay, he doing it this year. He hurt. You know what I'm saying? But I don't care. They you know, everybody calling in, they talking about, oh, yeah, he gonna be 15 years. He gonna be a franchise player, this blah, blah, blah. I can dig that. That's good. You know, because we know the pay as far as the quarterback that we had. But I'm going to tell you something about that. And this is my opinion. I don't want to open no can of worms, but I'm going to say this here. Ain't nothing for 15, 20 years, dog. You know, you old school, I'm old school. It's one day at a time with us. You know what I'm saying? We wake up in the morning, we thank God for that, for waking up in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Down the road, I'm telling you, we need another quarterback. I'm not trying to open no can of worms. I'm just saying, you got other teams, they got 2 and 3 quarterbacks. They got 2 and 3 first round, you know what I'm saying? First, came out of first round quarterback. We need another quarterback, too. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying he need to take JD's spot, but I'm just saying we need another quarterback for the future. You know, that's all I got to say, dog.
Appreciate you, dog. Thanks. Way to be on point. Our next move is Hyattsville. Patrick, welcome home.
Hey, Doc, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. Good.
Hey, I've been dying to ask you this question. It's just open on my mind. Because you play with these folks, how do you determine, how do coaches determine what position people play? And when I say that, I mean with Joe Jacoby. When he came, he was a star with y'all. But when Jim Lachey came, they moved him. Then they moved him back. Larry Allen, why was he a tackle, a guard instead of a tackle? Because I actually saw your man Dexter at the airport one time, and he's built like a refrigerator. So I'm like, why was he not an offensive tackle? You know, what determines, what talent, since you was right there with them, what determines how, what position they put these folks in?
Well, I think their collegiate experience, by the time you get to the NFL, you have played a position for at least a year or two, if not more, and that's why they've scouted you and projected you to fit into their scheme. So I think college covers a lot of that for most people. And then once you get somebody into a camp, they can grow. They can have a growth spurt, or you can have a deficiency that you need to fill. And you take a shot at it. You say, well, I'm going to try him here. I'm going to try him at end. I'm going to try him at tackle. And guys get there and do it. I think Joe Gibbs was quoted, they were saying that he thought, but Jacoby, somebody said Jake was a defensive tackle, you know, when he came in. But it don't really matter because they can see once you put the pads on, well, he can do damn near anything he wants to do because he's strong as an ox. He's 6'7" or so with long arms, and he was a beast. And it's the attitude as much as the technique. Like, we don't have people now I see, and I know they care, and they do work hard, and they've got a good plan. But I don't see people looking at it like it's desperate. No sense of desperation. We're just too casual for me. Way too casual. And one man is not supposed to block you based on what you're making. You can be blocked by one man, but your pay should be relevant to that. If I'm paying you these bags, there ain't supposed to be one man supposed to be able to kick your ass, not on a regular basis. That's just how I see it. Appreciate the call. It is 3:15 here in the nation's capital. DOC in for cock-a-doodle-doo. And I got to say this, though. My New York Giant compadre behind the glass is doing a splendid job today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
320. Straight up here in the nation's capital. This is the Chris Russell Show. DOC, DHN for the Rooster. As once again, the public calls and Rooster has to deliver with a personal appearance, signing autographs, doing the whole nine yards. But he's so comfortable with it. I mean, it's just second nature for him. Our discussions today have been very interesting in that changes have been made defensively with the head coach now calling the plays on defense. My question, and of course, you got to understand, the gentleman that I asked these questions to is hoping for our demise. I realize this. I'm in a hostile environment.
Stop saying that, Doc. Nobody's over. No, it's okay.
Nah. It's okay. I want people to understand the circumstance in which I work under. This is tense. But when you two New Yorkers are together, you don't even sense the difference because you guys are on the same page. And it's cool. I think it's really unique. This might spark something that goes nationwide. And having people from the same divisions working on similar projects to see what happens. I noticed today that DQ's hat wasn't on backwards. What does that mean? Does it mean anything?
Not to me, but I'm...
But see, you could care less. I understand that. I'm asking Burgundy and Gold Nation, for DQ to not have his hat on backwards today, is he reaching out? Is he expressing himself a certain way? Or was it just a nothing burger? I'll be interested to hear what the big fella coming up in 30 minutes says, thinks about that. Because I see you blowing it off like no big thing. I think it's more than that. It's an adjustment on his part. But I'd love to hear it from him. It has a symbol. It has a meaning. He's too calculated for it not to be. He doesn't do anything accidentally. Most successful people don't. They have a plan. They're simply following their plan. It may look like it was impromptu to you, but they knew deep down inside where they were going. Very few people just stumble into success. They usually have to go through a door, a window, jump off a ledge. They got to do something to earn that. So we'll find out. Have you been out of the country for any sporting event ever.
Well, when I was just in Brazil, I went to a football, not American football, but a soccer.
Yeah, you went to a match.
Yeah, I went to a match on the pitch.
On the pitch.
On the pitch, mate.
I just think it's so underrated in the level of conditioning.
Yeah.
You have to be in to be good at soccer.
Yeah. They don't have no offensive linemen in soccer.
No. Yeah. No, but it's all skill and all running.
Mm-hmm.
And taking hits and getting up and getting down. And
yeah, those guys are usually short and
stocky.
Yeah.
And if you – but that's just it is one of the more grueling sports that I've ever seen. Once I sit down to watch World Cup with some guys from Argentina who the sport is like our NFL. There's places across this world. If you agree with me, we take the NFL as our most serious sport. You agree?
It's my favorite.
But as a country, as Americans,
mm-hmm.
is the NFL our number one sport?
Oh, yeah, by far. Okay. Yeah.
So soccer worldwide.
Yeah, it's the biggest.
It's the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think there are a lot of things that they employ that I could see working here. The one thing is that they don't tolerate consistent failure. The fact that there's a federation that if you suck,
they kick you down.
They kick you down.
Yeah. Like you're in a different league now.
Can you imagine if that was in the NFL?
Yeah, I wonder where the Giants would be right now.
Well, I'm just thinking. Where would Washington be?
Yeah.
The past 20 years. Where would the Cowboys? I mean, but the idea that there's a body over your ownership that says, no, Slim, we don't tolerate that. We have a standard.
Yeah. But here's what I do like that the NFL does that I can't think of any other league that does this that makes the NFL like great and brings a lot of parity to the game. Salary cap. A hard salary cap that every team has to follow.
Yeah. That is probably what has saved the sport.
Yeah.
The amount of money that they worldwide, FIFA and all that, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. It's the same teams who have the most money, and you see the same thing happening in baseball, where it's like all these teams, these best players, they're auditioning for the same four or five franchises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't hate it.
I mean, yeah.
Well, like in baseball,
mm-hmm.
there are about five or six people that money's no object to. Nope. Can you name them?
Can I name them? Uh-huh. Let's go.
Okay.
We got the Mets.
Bingo.
We got the Yankees.
Bingo.
We got the Dodgers.
Bingo.
You said it's five or six?
Or six or seven.
Seven?
Could be up to seven.
Mets, Yankees, Dodgers.
See, the only thing you ever hear about is the Yankees, Dodgers, and Red Sox.
Yeah. The Red Sox. Yeah, you put the Red Sox in? The Mets. Yeah.
Mets.
I said the Mets. Yeah. Mets,
just four.
Red Sox. I want to say the Cubs. Are the Cubs up there?
I don't know if they're in that mega money market deal. Mm-hmm. I know who is. Golden Gate Bridge. San Francisco Giants.
Oh, San Francisco Giants. Okay.
Filthy rich.
Okay.
San Diego Padres.
I would have never guessed that.
San Diego Padres.
Mm.
Pedro is filthy rich. That's seven.
Mm.
Money, and you just saw them. Blue Jays.
I would have never guessed that either.
Whole country represents the Jays. Now, that's what I would say. I'm sure Al Galdi, Danny Rullier, there are people that baseball, they wake up with it on the front of the frontal lobe that may know more about it than I do. But I was a little bit surprised because I didn't realize how financially strong the Padres really are. And the Giants, I should have known that. Silicon Valley, why not? So that's interesting. If I miss one, let me know out there. 301-230-0980. And I'll tell you what it means and how it matters and why the NFL is genius for not having to put their organizations up against each other financially. Be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Those of you that like that action, BTP, Linnell Willingham, Burgundy and Gold today follows this program, and buckle up because he's on a warpath again and should be very interesting. Closer we get to this game, the time, how many people do you think will miss the game completely? Just because of the time, kickoff time. You know it's going to be someone that's going to miss the game or won't be there at kickoff. Are you going to be one of those people? This is an unusual kickoff time. I wonder how many people will it get. Are you set for Sunday?
Am I set for Sunday?
Are you set for Sunday?
In terms of what, the Giants game?
The whole thing's different. You have to watch this and that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I think this is going to be a tough one. I think you guys are a different team without JD. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of difficult to watch without JD. It is very difficult to watch you guys. I watched some of the Detroit game, and I was like, oh, my God. It is hard to watch.
And you think watching Russell Wilson at quarterback was a, like,
no, that was also hard. Jackson Dart was nice though.
Jackson Dart was fun.
Yeah, going up by 10 points and then.
But my main man's playing now, and I have never ever come across him.
Who's that, Jameis?
Jameis. It's weird because I think he does some things really well.
Yeah.
He fits the role of quarterback really well, and then he doesn't.
Yeah, I imagine he's going to throw at least one interception.
But he'll give you two touchdowns.
Yes, and that's the up-and-down nature of...
Yeah, he's up and down.
Yeah.
He's going to make it happen. It's just no one has been able to get him right. And I would have thought a guy like Deebo, that would have been a good fix, a good project for him. because I think Jameis really, I think he's coachable. I don't see that with Russ. I think Russ should go ahead and start his second career immediately because he's going to be really good at something else as well. But it's just not this, not now. But he's close to some milestone records.
Yeah.
So he may hang on again.
I mean, it's been difficult just to know where Russ was at one point and to see where he is now.
I can still see the Cowboy game opener.
Yeah. I mean, even the Cowboys game, we talk about, like, how he performed in that. There, you can put a lot on the fact that we lost the game. He made two critical mistakes to end that game.
Yeah, I know.
The backwards pass.
Yeah.
And then he threw an interception late.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Even in his best, he had some parts where he was just like, what was that?
Yeah, and you stymied the growth of your next quarterback. I get it. But, hey, man, you wouldn't turn down the money, and neither would I. How about Eddie out in C. Pleasant? What say you, Eddie?
Hey, how you doing, Doc? Last time I spoke to you, I was in Argentina, and you were speaking about Argentinian soccer. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the real deal.
Yes.
I mean, my wife got me into it. I became a big Boca Juniors fan. She's a River Plate fan, and my brother-in-law is a River Plate fan, and they took me into the wrong neighborhood, so that's a whole nother story in regards to that. I mean, we talk about Dallas and Washington rivalry. When they play each other, they had to move the game off the continent to play because it was so crazy.
Oh, no, it is the most intensity of any sport, any league, in terms of player-fan relationships, is soccer.
Yeah, especially South American soccer. I mean, they real, really, really physical.
Absolutely.
I'll be up for the game because my son has a soccer tournament in the wee hours of the morning this weekend, and he's into soccer. So yeah, I'll watch the game. Be frustrated because they, you know, didn't meet my expectations this year as well as yours. I know how you feel about it, and I always watch and appreciate the passion that you play with. That they need to get some of that going there. You need to go holler at them boys.
No, but it's not over.
It's not.
It's not over. Despite what Linnell Willingham says, it's not over.
Yeah, I always appreciate you keeping it real. And as you said about the Padres, they used to be owned by Ray Kroc, who owned McDonald's, so they had money forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now they're loaded.
But thank you appreciate so much, that, sir.
Appreciate it. Good luck.
All right. You too.
Boy, that's soccer. You don't want to be caught in the wrong place with the wrong colors on. Because it's vicious. It is vicious. 757 is next on the Rooster format. Hail to the W.
Doc, hail to the W, man. Hail to the W. Hey, listen, the Rooster never sounded better.
No, man, come on, Rooster. Rooster's a celebrity, man. He's over right now. People taking photos of him, you know, doing guest spots on the... Like a Radio Row version.
Radio Row.
After guy there. Yeah.
You mean he's at Restaurant Row? He left a restaurant since he's been out there, man. What are you talking about? Hey, look, I'm going to say this. I'm going to talk about these coordinators real quick, man. Last year and coming into this season, I defended Joe Witt because last year I never had the feeling. I didn't complain about what we was running last year. I thought he did a good job of knowing what our weaknesses was and what we was going to give up, but what to exploit to get a couple stops here and there. Mm-hmm. This year, I think it was a false sense of personnel by, you know, everybody included and including him. Because, and I think it all came to a head last week where you see the players, nobody was flying around. No, you know, people were frustrated, and I think that comes from we were just doing the same things the whole season, you know, running the same type of defense. It was real vanilla, and you can't be vanilla unless you have talent. So I think that was the downfall of Joe Witt, where he didn't adjust his schemes to what he had or didn't have, and we just was running the same things, you know, week in and week out with the same results. So – And I say the same thing for Cliff. Now, your guy that comes on in the morning, Coach Sheehan, you know, clearly you can tell people who are offensive guys and defensive guys. Mm-hmm. And he's an offensive guy because he'll give you an excuse and excuse and an excuse about the offense and what they're top 10 in yardage and this and that. But like you said, man, he tried to say, well, Rodriguez, he had six carries and for 16 yards. Well, you know what? Three of those carries was on the first drive of the game. That's not committing to the running game. And then you look at Bill. Bill had 11 carries, but him and Rodriguez had the same average of 2.7. But that's not committing to the running game. That's not committing. Same thing with Kingsbury. You don't have any receivers, but what the hell are you trying to throw the ball for? Why are you trying to lead? Why are you trying to lead the offense with the passing game if you don't have the receivers to do it? But you know what you do have? You got three healthy backs. We should be running back essential around here. Rodriguez, you know, Bill and McNichols, and two of the three are physical backs. And Bill sticks his nose out there in the dirt too. He'll run up the middle of the line and try to get them tough yardage too. So my thing is, both of the coordinators never adjust their game plan to the talent that they have. And moving forward, that's what we need to do. Darren Quinn taking over, that's good. That's all good. But if you're not going to make lineup changes, you're going to find yourself in the same position Joe Witt was in. You know, so that's my thing with the coordinators, man. They didn't make adjustments to the strength that they had. You know, regardless of what you say the players are, the players not. But if you know what your players aren't, don't put them in a position to do the things that they've been repeatedly failing at. And I say the same thing about Cliff, man. I take it off, Doc. Love you, man. Hail to the W.
Hail to the W. Well, that was straight to the point. It's you don't need a chaser after that one. Who are we? Who are we going to prove to be, show to be? Are we playing up to our strength? What is our strength? What do we do best? I don't think you can get five people to answer those questions and that you will get five across the board. If I say Indianapolis Colts, what's the first vision comes to your brain?
Jonathan Taylor.
JT going downhill. JT going downhill. So, people don't, they don't, first of all, you have to know who you want to become. Then be comfortable being that person. I don't think they are. I think they want to be something that they're not necessarily their best at. And that is this illusion stuff offensively. I like Cliff. I wish I loved him. I like Cliff. I wish I loved him because he's just not, don't lean enough to the ground game to for my approval. He doesn't need it, but I'm just being straight up about it. There's a method to my madness, and my method is that the offense here has got to work in conjunction with its defense that is struggling. Before the first play is ever run, you're at a disadvantage, personnel-wise. So if I know that, is it crazy for me to be thinking outside the box? I want them to play as little as possible. So what I got to do is I have to help them help themselves. What helps them? Ball control. Every time I can control that clock, I get a first down. Guess what? They're not on the field. Every time I kick get a field goal or, better yet, a touchdown, guess what? Points on the board. Chance to win the game and not expose them. The only question is, how long can I hold out? How long can I go replenishing supplies until he either wears out or passes out? I don't see any other way around this. If you do, I'll let you, boy. Because I don't see any other way around this. The hat was not backwards today. Y'all may think that don't mean much. I can't wait for the screamer to come on. But you may think that doesn't mean something. That means something. DQ put out a signal this morning. Did you read it? Did you see it? And did you feel it? Because I did. That hat was on straight. Now, how does that affect his troops? Coaches don't play. So it really wouldn't matter if you could have showed up in a muscle shirt. You know, it means nothing. But he didn't do it for nothing. There's a method to every great leader's method, madness, all that ties in. Some of y'all scratching your head around, well, what does this mean? Think about it. When is the last time you actually saw your head coach with a baseball cap on and the logo front and center? Can you even envision it? Can you bring that up in your recall?
Talking about Brian Daboll?
DQ.
Oh, DQ, yeah, no.
No.
That, it hasn't happened, no.
No. Now, we'll see. We have a pretty sharp press corps when they want to be.
Do you think it had something to do with him being in Spain?
No, I don't.
Maybe he didn't want to stick out in Spain.
If I've gotten my ass kicked the last several times he's been out with his team, you think I care what Spain thinks? You think I care about what the NFL thinks? Then you don't know me well enough, Slim. I don't give a crap about none of that. What I care about is getting a W, because the whole world stops in the NFL when you don't win. That week in your life, you are borderline paralyzed. That's how important these weeks are. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 350, man, time flies when you're having fun. And I thought we was kind of mild today with the Lone Star participant. I thought he did a good job with it. I like his segment. Yeah. I've always caught it at the end or whole deal. That was good. Can't wait for your day. Oh, did we had your day, right?
No, I'll probably do it tomorrow.
Well, that ain't going to count because Linnell will be here.
Yeah. Maybe have to skip this week. We'll see.
Well, maybe you can come in and do it on Burgundy and Gold today, tomorrow.
Maybe. I wouldn't be opposed.
Not by me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I was dying to hear it, too. I thought it would have been very interesting. And I wanted it on a week when you lost. I necessarily wanted it on a week that you win.
Doc, right? You can do that any week.
Y'all had so much promise, your pass rush.
Yeah.
I mean, ferocious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to cause you pain. I don't want to cause you pain.
You wanted to talk about the game tonight, right?
Yep. Yep.
What you think about the, are you buying into the Drake May hype? Do you think the Jets have any chance tonight? After trading two of probably their best players.
Drake May. Well, then I really must have been fell. I must have fell and hit my head. That's what we're doing?
What, do you not believe in him?
It's not somebody that comes to my frontal lobe where I'm thinking, yeah, winner.
And why is that?
I just don't have enough background on him or mm-hmm. them to be that bullish.
Mm-hmm.
I like what I've seen.
Yeah.
Because I love his coach.
Yeah. Yeah, so Mike Vrabel is a dude. Man,
this dude is.
That's a dude.
He's a dude. And I thought your guy was too on offense. Really, all kids aside, I thought you need to be have a little edge to you
mm-hmm.
to where you're not warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. 100%.
And both of those guys have that.
Yeah.
That's but not DQ.
It's that balance too, right? Because it's like they have that where it's like they're going to hold their players accountable, but their players love them too. You feel like everyone who's there kind of buys into that philosophy. Particularly with Mike Vrabel, because he's won. Like, he hasn't won the big game. He hasn't won the Super Bowl yet, but not as a and a head coach.
Right.
But he, like, he's won and been to the playoffs.
Carry teams you didn't think was Super Bowl level and gotten them there.
Yeah.
And he doesn't apologize for his demeanor. He is who he is. And not that he's got to be a jerk, but he's also not. DQ's a likable person. He's really a nice guy. Everybody loves being around DQ. But I'd like to think DQ was one win away. He was the largest, he blew the largest lead in Super Bowl history. If he wins that, I think he's going into another category. Because I think he's a hell of a defensive coach. That win in the Super Bowl and not blowing that 26-point lead would have put him in a different status, different sphere. Who knows, he might still be there. Because who doesn't like him? Him in the South? With the Dirty Bird, the thing they have going on there? See, they're the one program, to me, that should launch and be a power. But they just haven't had enough consistency in winning to take over. Because the ATL, I'm telling you, is stupid how popular and how much fun. They'd be a destination point because dudes want to go there and play. They want to live there. The affordability, I can go on and on and on, but they just don't get that. The last step just couldn't get there. So this is huge for Q. And I think he's going to be happier working every play with purpose. Because you're a coordinator, dude. You work in every play. He's thinking one play goes down. He's thinking about the next one. I think he's going to eat that up. And if they have success with it, I think it's going to booster this team. Question is, what are you anticipating offensively? And who's going to be the bell cow? I know, stared looks. Everybody.
I mean, but Miami's not that good. I mean, like,
you have to be really that good?
No, but I think my point is, like, if you look at Detroit, I think Detroit can get some stops on defense, and therefore, you know, Commanders defensively, you can put up points, and there goes your game right there. Whereas I think the Commanders, if they come out and, like you said, run the ball and can commit somewhat to a run game, I think that they can take advantage of Miami and keep it a competitive game.
Yeah. Miami, when they sent their tackle to Vegas, I was done with them. The one roughneck they had on the defensive line, and this boy was a scrapper, and they let him go. To the Raiders. I don't get it with them. But anyway, Nell, you're lucky because you're not producing, so you won't have to hear the war that's about to start. It's been a blast. Always good representing my man, Chris Russell, cock-a-doodle-doo. Y'all have a blessed, be safe out there. And if you're driving while Linnell is on, I suggest you pull over so you don't wreck. And we'll do this again. See you tomorrow. DOC, I'm out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.